is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope. Highlighting issues such as COVID-19, the global economy, inflation, unemployment, climate change, and wars, Modi emphasized that global situations also impact India. The Prime Minister further said that in just 125 days of the India government's third term, infrastructure projects worth 9 lakh crore rupees have been approved and 15 new Vande Bharat trains have been launched. He said that the construction of 8 airports have begun, rooftop solar plants have been installed in 5 lakh houses, and more than 90 crore trees have been planted. Modi also highlighted that during these 125 days, the country's forex reserves have grown to over $700 million. India and China have reached an agreement on the patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this agreement can lead to disengagement and resolution of tension that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussion between both sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the border areas. Misri added that India has been in discussion with Chinese interlocutors at various levels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency of Varanasi today. The initiatives include the inauguration of 3 airports at Rewa in Madhya Pradesh, Ambikapur in Chhattisgarh, and Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh, developed under the regional connectivity scheme Uran, Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare, and tourism, among other sectors, have been presented to Varanasi today, which will not only improve the quality of life of the people but also create employment opportunities for the youth. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years. The 13th Battalion of the Rajputana Rifles of Indian Army, along with BJP leader Taitagak seniors of Neelam village of Kei Panyor district, on Sunday paid homage to the martyr unsung hero Neelam Tabi on his death anniversary, who sacrificed his life for the nation on October 20, 1962 in the Indochina War. The state government has sanctioned 5 crore rupees in the first phase for the construction of the memorial, which will come up in an area of approximately 45,000 square meters. The Indian Army, under the able leadership of Colonel Sangam Singh, commanding officer of the 13th Rajputana Rifles, organized the event with grandeur and reverence. On Pulin's commemoration day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi honored the bravery and sacrifice of the country's police personnel. In a social media post, he praised their unwavering dedication to ensuring the safety of the people. He said that they exemplify courage and determination. Modi also commended the proactive efforts and assistance of police personnel during humanitarian challenges. Anini is gearing up for the Dibang Winterfest, a festival celebrating nature's bounty in the valley. The third edition of the festival is slated to take place from 26 to 27 October at Karu Resort, Anini. The two-day fest will have a host of activities for people from all walks of life and interests. There will be trekking, cycling, rafting for the adventure lovers, village walks, a workshop on local cuisine, workshop on eco-friendly and sustainable art practices like paper making, jewelry making by the House of Maknok, and a session on waste management by AI Green Foundation. Indian Army, in collaboration with the Government of Arunachal Pradesh and NEEPCO, organized a cycling expedition from Namsai to Namti, which is a part of month-long commemoration of the 62nd Walong Day. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min flagged off this cycling expedition at Namsai today. A total of 62 cyclists will cycle their way through the picturesque landscape of the Lohit Valley on the 62nd anniversary of the Walong Day. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.